The Rob, Anybody, and Dawn Show. That's anybody, as in, can anybody actually stand this show? And now, back to Rad Radio.
We got this email, rad@radradio.com. It's from Richard.
Hey, Richard.
He says, I want to send a birthday shout-out to the best husband, father, and man I know. That would be me.
Aww.
Today, I turned 58.
Oh, my God.
You mean grandfather?
Yeah, that's older than me.
Whoa. No one's older than Dawn. I turned 58. I've been listening since 2001. And, Brando, before you ask, it's not Sanka I'm drinking. It's a dark blend.
Happy birthday. Now eat your f***ing cake. Happy birthday or we'll punch you in the face.
Sanka doesn't have, like, a dark roast or a light roast.
What is a Sanka?
It's old people coffee.
I think.
So it's nothing like Sega. Okay,
definitely not.
No.
What's Sega?
It's a video game. Old people wouldn't know.
There's the generations right there.
Absolutely.
What's Sega?
Sega. What are we doing here?
Well, here's an emailer with lots of issues. Yeah, I mean, this is going to take almost too long to set up. I don't know if the setup matches the payoff. I don't care. Because it's so ironic, for starters. First of all, you got to go back to in the opening segment, we read an email from somebody. Ace. Oh, that's right, Ace. That was a whole thing in of its own. His name. But he wrote in because he said the commercial we were running for Griffin and Reed Eye Care, where many of us have had LASIK surgery or had our loved ones have LASIK surgery, go there for regular eye care, that the commercial we're running, I say there's no reason to go to their website. There's no reason to go to LASIKworld.com, which would make no sense. And I emailed Brandon. I said, my God, how did we miss this? And then as I hit send, I thought, okay, I mean, I can see me screwing up and glossing over the word not. There's no reason not to visit LASIK World. But how did Brandon miss it when editing? How did Griffin and Reed miss it when approving it? How did our go-between? How is it that we've played it? We've heard it hundreds of times. No one else has gone. Well, we played it, and I've been saying not since the very beginning. There's no reason to not go. So that's that has nothing to do with Logan's email other than you'll understand. So take that. Put it in the part of your brain here that you're going to need in a moment. And then I made the comment when we were doing entertainment news, as we started with Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce news. Trailer news. Travis, Taylor, trailer. Social media made it up. I didn't. I said, you thought this was going to go away because football season's over. But, I mean, she's still big time. She's touring. He's getting game shows and things like that. Well, he starts with that. Logan says, I am one of those people that was hoping the Taylor Swift segment would go away.
Uh-huh.
Clear typo, but here's what he writes in all caps. In all caps, he writes, I do care about Taylor Swift.
Oh.
Left out not.
Well.
Okay. Oh, so you really do subconsciously.
Yes.
Ha ha, you're fighting it.
And then he really sucks the air out of everything.
Oh.
Do I need to say it any louder? So I mean, all caps, that he does care about Taylor Swift, typo, but still, right? Please talk about something more pressing, like issues in the world going on, you know, like anti-Semitism on college campuses. How about no? How about that? How about I just shoot you a no on that? Because you can get that anywhere. What do you possibly need us to talk about that for? What in the world do we need to spend a segment? It's everywhere. It's not like it's not being reported.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, or like it's not being taken seriously, like that principal who lost his job for 4 months and his livelihood over an AI deep fake video, which is being reported. I'm sorry, audio recording. It is being reported everywhere. No one's taking it seriously, which is scary as hell. Those kind of things we need to, you need one more media outlet to dive deep into what's going on college campuses? Not this show, pal.
Well, yeah, he wants you to explain it so then he can copy what you say and he can tell all of his friends he's getting arguments about with it because he knows nothing about it.
And if you, that's an excellent point, Kyle, because a lot of these protesters have no idea why they're protesting or what they're protesting. And if you're in that group, I want nothing to do with you. You either understand this or you don't. And if you don't, you stay the hell out of it. We are literally talking about genocide. No matter which side you're on, you believe genocide is happening. So if you don't understand the subject, I don't want to have a conversation with you. I don't even want to talk at you, you moron.
God, that was brilliant.
Thank you.
No matter what side you're on. Yeah.
Yes, both sides believe the other side is committing genocide. So if you're going to talk about wiping out an entire race, I really think you should know what the hell you're talking about.
And I
ain't the guy to do it for you.
Well, and here's the other thing. I have a problem with the word he used, discussion. Because what world are you living in? No one discusses anything anymore.
True.
Do you know who would... We, the show, would have a discussion. I'm quite confident in it. The majority of who would call and email, there's no discussion. it would be an argument that they'd want to start or have. And I'm not doing it. I don't do it with anyone in my life. I'm like, can we have a discussion? Or are you going to try and ram down my throat how you see things?
Giggity.
No. It comes to the point where you have your own personal thoughts and beliefs on something. You keep them to yourself because I don't want to have arguments. I want to actually have a discussion.
Right. If you're going to have arguments, argue over something stupid. Something fun. Like, for example.
Yeah.
Hey, look, do whatever you want, but understand people are going to judge you when you're out in public. By the way, watch how I brilliantly tie this all together. Just stay with me for 15 minutes. Give me that much time. So you go out to eat, and you see a couple, and they're at a table. They're clearly not waiting for another couple to show, and they're seated side by side. This has been an argument for decades. Is side by side couple eating okay or not? The reasons for side by side, say people that are in favor of it, say that it makes more sense. You can hear better in a loud restaurant. You could share food. Oh, that's so cute when the couples are sharing the food. You can feed each other.
Yeah.
You can carry on a private conversation so you're not projecting across the table. It's more intimate. It's more romantic. Those are the arguments for sitting next to one another.
Mm-hmm.
The argument for sitting across from one another, variety of things, including, as somebody pointed out in the discussion, this has gone viral, things like I tend to look down at my plate and I don't want to crank my neck, you know, to which you would have to do anyways, whether you're eating or not, to kind of make eye contact. Mm-hmm. So sitting across from one another is forced eye contact. You actually have that intimacy of eye contact. When you do sit side by side, what about the elbows and the lack of room, depending on the booth space? Not a lot of people said this in the online forum, but if you're my wife and me, we want each of us to have eyes on the entire place. It's a security thing, the way we were both raised and the way she was trained, et cetera. Things like that. Plus, I mean, it's also just for some of us, just weird to sit next to. And yes, I know that when you go out with another couple, you sit next to your significant other and they do the same thing on the other side of the table. I can't explain it logically.
But it's not weird then.
It's a strange thing that goes through your brain. I mean, it's not weird, but it should be weird if we were going to play the logic game. But this isn't the logic game. This is the why do we feel this way game.
See, I find it weird, and I'm not trying to have any logic with it, obviously, because no one ever comes to sit on the other side. That open space is weird to me, right? Like
the across.
Yeah,
when you're sitting side by side and the across is empty.
It makes complete sense that you are going to sit next to your person, because most likely what ends up happening, if we're going to talk, you're heterosexual or any couple, because usually you have, in the coupledom, you even have maybe someone that you talk to more, right? So in that case, you know, within the other couple, the person that you might have more conversation with is going to be across from you, right?
If there's two couples.
Yeah. And it's great. You know, I love it. I get to sit next to my husband, which I love, but I'm probably going to be talking to Christina a lot, right? We're right across from each other or whatever, because Rob and Gary would have, you know, conversations that maybe we're not interested in. But I don't know. And that's even more detail, right? Not even needed. It's just the fact that open space is filled. So then it makes sense that you're sitting next to who you came with, as opposed to that's who's there the whole time. It's weird.
Well, I can make logic sense of it from a toxic male point of view if we're using heterosexual couples as the guide here. To me, if it's just my wife and me, you sit across from one another. I don't know why. That's just how it is.
Yeah.
If, however, I have to choose between sitting next to my wife or sitting next to another man, no way. I'm a toxic man. Yeah. I get it. I don't need to be that close to Gary or any other man. So that's why we do it that way when there's other couples involved.
See, I just look at it this way, where when you're out to dinner with your person and another couple, you sit next to each other just because that's the way it is. I can't think of any other reason why, but I want to sit next to my person while we both converse with the other people. I like Don's angle where if I talk more with the guy of the other relationship, I want him to sit in front of me because I don't want to hear the hens cackling next to me so much. But when it comes to like sitting next to each other, when it's just the two of us, I I do it only in certain situations. It really depends on the restaurant and the view, because if it's like we want to just both look at the same thing, we'll sit next to each other, but it's not like a standard thing. Sometimes we'll go to a restaurant and she'll say, do you want to sit next to me? And I'll say, nah, I'm just going to sit over here. And it's not because I don't want to sit next to her. It's just because we're in a booth or something and there's no real comfortable way. The neck turning, that's a real thing. But if it's like a high top table, I can just turn myself. Or if you're in like a fancy steak restaurant and they put you in that U-shaped booth and they sit you on the ends of the U, we scoot down to the bottom of the U so that we can sit next to each other because we can just turn and look at each other. I love it.
No,
it's great.
You.
Like, it's a little more intimate. And yeah, I love it.
I sit at 4 and 8 o'clock so that we're just across from each other, that we're not having to crane our necks. And again, we have different visuals. See, so like usual, you're very open-minded and accepting, and Brandon, and you,
it's too much turning of the head.
Oh, it's not turning of the head. You turn the body. It's a total body language change. You turn to each other.
No, I love that for
it's
you.
Too much
thank you.
You're very open and accepting, and that's super cool.
Thanks.
So when I was a server, I would notice that usually like first dates that the couples would sit across from each other so they could see eye contact, get to know one of another. But the second, third date is when they start to come and they start to couple and sit next to one another side by side.
Nauseating.
And then you look a little closely and sometimes the hands reach over into the laps and you get a little too intimate into the restaurant. And I think it's just one of those types of things where the couples really want to get to know each other better. They sit next to one another like that.
I've been trying to fight it.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh.
What? What are you fighting? It's not like this is new. It's been going on forever.
I don't want to say what it really does. The word that comes to my mind, because I think it's mean. Mm. What word comes to my mind when I see that? This is my real issue with it. And I'm not placing this on everyone. I'm not. This is my problem. It's needy to me. It's too needy. It's so needy. And I hate that. I love my husband. And I have described how if I could crawl inside of him and be with him all day, that's weird and creepy, right? But I don't really mean that. Like, I love him so much and I want to spend time with him. But you also... I don't know. Too needy? Needy. It's needy. Look, I can't.
It's my job to make the arguments. You don't hear me making one, do you? So Brandon gave a very specific example that I was like, oh, okay.
Sure.
You're at a restaurant with a view and you both want to enjoy the view.
Makes sense.
I don't know. I mean, I don't see my wife and I doing it. I would just say I'll put my back to the view. I just don't need it that much. But at least that one. I can go, okay, we're talking once every, 5 years? I don't know, 2 years, whatever.
Exactly.
I've already covered the U-shaped horseshoe thing. No, we're sitting at 4 and 8 o'clock, so we're far enough away from each other that it's not goofy.
Yeah.
And don't have to crane our necks, but we can still see each other kind of thing.
Listen.
But yes, it's like,
it takes me to this, too, and maybe I'll go too far with this one.
Okay.
Maybe you'll be like, you've gone too far.
Okay.
When I see that in a restaurant, I go, okay. They're the couple that has a truck and she has to sit right. I mean, now trunks usually have that middle console, right? But the bench that goes all the way across, I know not every truck has, but those that do, I've hated that since the beginning of time of trucks, where the woman's got to be right there next to him. It does something to me. It's needy. It's too misogynistic for me, and I love a misogynistic man. That is too, like, you're mine, you sit right next to me. And, oh, yes, I'm your little wimpy girlfriend or wife, and I'll do whatever you tell me.
Or
it does to me.
Yeah. Doesn't have to be that. That's a scenario. It can also be, go back to the word needy. She's just like, oh, I have to cuddle up next to you.
We're
and
in
he's
the
not.
Same-
He's not misogynistically enforcing it.
Right.
He's just like,
and you're like, you're in a truck. It's already like you're right that you're in the same car together.
Hey,
do you have
look.
To be sitting on their lap? I understand if someone else is in that bench. There's three of you. No.
Yeah.
I'm talking. It's two, and you got to slide right next. It's the same as the two seaters next to each other in a restaurant.
Do you follow the same rule like my wife and I do in the back of an Uber? We are not all over each other in the back of an Uber. Now, there might be you're on your way home from a great night. Sure, there might be a little, but for the most part, there's like 2 feet of separation. We're holding hands, but
My husband and I have been hammered in an Uber, and we're just giving the look like we know what's going to happen when we leave the Uber. But we ain't starting it in the Uber.
Oh, it's fun.
No.
Hell yeah.
No.
You're getting in trouble, Kyle.
Really? Oh, I haven't yet.
So, Dawn, does it make it needy if it's like just an every once in a while thing?
No.
It's like it's like an occasional special thing.
That's the exception. The problem is You don't know that, right? When you're coming into the restaurant. This could be there once in a blue moon because there's the scenery, but you don't know
and
that.
You tell yourself, oh, they're waiting for another couple.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start to stalk that couple visually, and you notice they've already removed all the settings from where the other couple would be. Oh, my God, they're not waiting for anyone. They're just sitting next to each other. And there's no view. There's no view at this restaurant. There's a wall behind them.
I get that. Because I will do the same thing. Nicole, my fiance, we do the same thing. But she's also admittedly very needy. But she also likes to be told what to do. So when I say no, it's like, it's a whole thing. Mm-hmm. So it's a little give and take.
So I don't know what happened exactly, but the last time I went out with me and my girl, we sat down and there was a booth, and I automatically went to the opposite side, and I kind of saw her give me the eye of like, oh. I was like, oh, I probably should have sat next to her, but I'm like, I'm kind of more comfortable sitting across and looking at you.
Yeah. Listen, I hear what Nicole's saying. Like I said, I like me a good old-fashioned toxic male. I do like at times when my husband tells me what to do and he makes a decision, but I got my line. I've got my line of where it is too much and we still have to have our strength and independence, ladies. And so you slipping right next to him on a booth or in a truck, you've given up all power.
Back to the exceptions, if you will, which, again, that's not often the scenario. Sometimes it's the woman being overly needy. We have to point out both sides of this, whereas the man doesn't want you anywhere near him. She's the one that's insisting,
I have to be right near you.
And the man gives in.
And maybe I said it poorly. That's what I was meaning by that, where she wants to. Right? It is her, too.
Yeah, sometimes it's only one of you, and it's like, it's weird either way.
You know, I'll tell you what's, if I have to pick, though, what's more weird to me is if it's the man that's like, I need you sitting next to me, in all cases. A needy man, I would take a needy woman over a needy man any day. A needy man, men should not be needy.
Again, don't call with your once-in-a-lifetime things. Okay, first of all, I don't know why you're going out to dinner in this scenario, but the two of you go out to dinner, and his mom just died. And he says, like, you just came from her funeral, and you thought it would be a good idea just to go out. And he says, babe, would you mind sitting next? Okay. If that's the only time
ever,
I mean, seriously, it's like the View example.
Yeah.
Don, is there any winning, though, if the guy is like, oh, I need you to sit next to me because you're my woman, or I need you to sit next to me because I need you by my side?
Even if he says it tough, I need you next to me because you're my woman.
Yeah. Well, because, I mean, there is, I mean, that's like a pull, that can be a polar opposite thing of, wait a minute, I'm not your property. This isn't the 1800s anymore.
That's a combination of him trying to be toxic while being needy.
Again, exceptions. Cynthia wrote in and said, I like to sit next to my hubby because I'm hearing impaired and helps me hear him. But somebody brought up loud restaurants. Look, I think now I am medically hearing impaired. And when we wind up in a loud restaurant, I mean, it's like I'm like leaning towards my wife to try to hear her, and she's shouting. It's like,
you pull up.
I'm still doing it. I ain't sitting next to her.
You pull out the cornucopia.
If I have to, rather than sit next to her.
You know what? In this day and age, because it's totally acceptable, just pull your phone out and chat. Just text the conversation.
No, because here's the problem. It's acceptable to sit side by side. I don't do it. It's acceptable, you're right, to pull out your phone. Not with us.
Yeah.
No, it's not. I'm not going to, just because society says it's okay.
Here's what I would much rather. This is what would make me comfortable if we're running the world. It'd make me more comfortable if you're sitting across from each other, and trying to hear each other than sitting next to each other to hear each other.
When we go out, it's, that's what lunch is. I don't care.
No, that makes me more comfortable.
Yes. That's, oh, okay. Yes. I'm sorry.
I would say somebody, if I'm running the restaurant, I'm like, if you're hard of hearing, still sit across from each other.
Yes.
It's very endearing to hear you are you saying? This is not a sit side by side with your couple person restaurant.
We are a pro restaurant.
Yes.
In fact, you do run the world if you own the restaurant. It's your policy.
That's right.
If it's a couple, you get seated across from one another. If they don't like it, we will not serve you. Leave.
See, I like this concept for a themed restaurant where it's called and you go in, they give you earmuffs, and they turn the volume of music up real loud. So you have to communicate by yelling at each other.
And there are no booths.
Man.
Everything is across from one another. In fact, you can't go out without another couple. You have to go out as a twosome. This is a good business model right here.
Yeah. It's like a gymnasium where like the girls are on one side and the guys are on the other, and it's like, oh, I don't know, I'm gonna go over there and ask that one to dance. But that's you guys sitting across from each other, talking to each other and eating. I love it.
You guys have to specialize in hamburgers.
I promised you I'd bring it full circle. And just to piss Logan off even more that we wasted 15 minutes arguing about where you sit in a restaurant instead of talking about anti-Semitism on college campuses, we are going to wrap up this very stupid argument with our second trailer update of the show. F you, Trailer Logan. Trailer.
Famous faces everywhere. Rich folks with big reputations.
Going down Trailer Park, gonna waste up all my time.
Apple gossip day or night. People shouting, that guy's trailer.
Going down Trailer Park, so I don't get behind.
Grammy stars, no people, we'll get stars, different colors.
So come on down to Trailer Park and meet two friends of mine.
Logan's head is exploding.
God, do I know what's going on in the world?
Yes, we do. We all know, and it's terrible.
Well, this whole argument for the last 20 minutes has already been decided for us by America's couple, Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift, a.k.a. Trailer. We mentioned that on Saturday night, they were out in Las Vegas. Well, on Friday night, they were seated for dinner in Los Angeles. And Twitter X exploded with excitement that they have settled this debate for us as the couple was captured dining side by side.
Oh, I
of course
knew it.
They were.
Oh, it's him and it's him. He's the needy one.
Fans took note.
Oh,
and now
God.
Trailer has set it straight for America. You sit next to your person, whether there's another couple or not.
Well, they normally dine at fancy restaurants. So they have a good view.
I mean, it's Los Angeles. Oh. You know, I mean, yeah.
Don't you put this on him?
Totally.
He's the one. Oh, Taylor, you have to sit next to me. Taylor, I need you next to me.
Look,
Taylor. And she's like, oh, God.
The least masculine man in the NFL is still more masculine than me. I cede that to you. He's in the NFL.
Sure.
But he is the least masculine man in the NFL. Of course, he's not the man in this relationship.
No, she's the manliest man. He's the manliest man she's had.
Taylor.
However, right.
On the way over. They don't have to take an Uber. They have drivers, right? And they're big old Escalades or whatever. Mm-hmm. They're like, hey, the whole one, Taylor, we're going to sit next to each other, right? Right, Taylor?
Taylor's next to me now. Forget your seatbelt.
Why are you over there?
You know the smack talk on the field is just going to ratchet up way more this year for Travis.
Oh, in his own locker room.
Right.
And then on the field.
Right.
When the defense is lining up against him. Oh, yeah. It's got to be because it's all we know how brutal it is in the NFL.
Oh. Maybe Patrick Mahomes will start and sit next to Travis and hold his hands.
Oh, when Travis gets tackled, the other guy's going to say, oh, just shake it off.
Yeah, they should all run up to him.
You okay?
Oh, buddy.
Hug him. Spoon on the field right there.
Oh, we see you sitting alone on the bench. Here, we'll make sure we sit next to you.
I'm sorry, it's me. Hi, I'm the problem. It's me.
If they had a sense of humor, when the Chiefs were on defense and the offense was on the sidelines to bring it all together, yes, Patrick Mahomes would sit on the bench, literally thighs touching next to Travis, maybe even put his arm around him.
Maybe feed him.
God. With his mouth.
Some of my Gatorade.
Like a bird. He chews up some food. Okay, Gatorade. Patrick Mahomes takes a swig of Gatorade and then spits it in Travis's mouth. We're going to play Master Movies right now. We've got a free one-month membership to Rad TV at members.radradio.com. You're qualified for the grand prize drawing, which is this Friday. Two winners will each get a pair of premium tickets. That's sixth row center stage to see Pete Davidson Friday night, May 10th at Hard Rock Live in Sacramento. For Master Movies, you get a clip from a movie. You just have to tell us the title of the movie it's from and you win. Caller 18 guesses first, then 19, then 20. And if nobody knows the movie...
Well, don't tackle me. Swaddle me.
Swallow or swaddle?
Swaddle.
Got it. Droplets everywhere and no winner.
We need a winner.
Oh, yeah, baby. Swaddle it. Swaddle it.
What's a swaddle?
888-989-9811 for Master Movies.
Anybody. And Dawn. The Rob, Anybody, and Dawn Show.